Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we do the last four ahadith under the chapter of the virtues of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. An Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إذا مات ولد العبد قال الله تعالى لملائكته قبضتم ولد عبدي فيقولون نعم فيقول قبضتم ثمرة فؤاده فيقولون نعم فيقول ماذا قال عبدي فيقولون حمدك واسترجع فيقول الله تعالى ابنوا لعبدي بيتا في الجنة وسموه بيت الحمد رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. حضرت أبو موسى الأشعري رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, when a servant's child passes away, you know that when any person has to lose a child, it's not an easy thing. It's a very, very difficult thing for a person to lose a child of his own. We find that one of the most difficult things for any parent is to bury his own child. So a child passes away, this is a very difficult thing for a person. But here, this hadith is teaching us what reward Allah Ta'ala has got for that person who loses a child. So this is the kindness from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala, when He calls a person to go through any type of difficulty, whatever difficulty it may be physical difficulty via some health, it may be financial difficulties that he's going through, maybe some constraints he has, he may have some mental difficulties, he may have some type of problems, whatever difficulty a person is going through, a person makes sabr upon it, Allah Ta'ala gets very, very happy, and Allah Ta'ala rewards a person. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah Ta'ala rewards them without people, and Allah Ta'ala gives them countless rewards. بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, without even counting, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives. Can you imagine how much Allah Ta'ala gives a person for making sabr? So anyway, this hadith is speaking about a person who loses a child. So when a servant's child passes away, in other words, when any person's child passes away, Allah Ta'ala says to his angels, have you taken the child of my servant? They reply, yes. He then asks, have you taken the fruit of his heart? Yeah, it's one explanation is Thamarata Fu'adi means the fruit of his heart. Or another translation, have you taken uska kalb ka kuch ek tukra liya? You've taken away one piece of his heart. In other words, that child is so close to a person, it's as though you've taken away one piece of a person's heart and you've taken his child away. So Allah Ta'ala says that, have you taken the fruit of his heart, or have you taken a piece of his heart? So the malaika reply, yes. He then asks, what did my servant say? In other words, after this incident happened where his child passed away, what did this person say? They reply, oh Allah, he praised you and he said to Allah, we belong and to him is our return. So this person, on the occasion of his child passing away, he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Alhamdulillah. Wastarja means he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So he said two things. He praised Allah Ta'ala. In other words, all praise be to Allah Ta'ala in every condition that I'm going through, all praise still belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second thing is, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. To Allah we belong and to Him is our return. Allah Ta'ala then tells the malaika, build for my servant a palace in Jannah and name it Baytul Hamd. Baytul Hamd means that palace of praise. In other words, such a praiseworthy palace this person has got, that Allah Ta'ala even gives it the name of praise, the house of praise or the palace of praise. In other words, this action was so praiseworthy, so beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One question comes up here that Allah Ta'ala asked the malaika, have you taken the child of my servant? They replied, yes. Allah Ta'ala then asked, have you taken the piece of his heart or the fruit of his heart? So they reply, yes. What is the need for Allah Ta'ala to ask the malaika this question? This is the question that comes to our mind. That what is the need for Allah Ta'ala to ask the malaika this question? Ulama explained that when Allah Ta'ala created men, then the malaika objected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they said, you're creating a being that will cause corruption and bloodshed on earth. So now when this person loses his child and he makes sabr, Allah Ta'ala, by him asking this question, is actually reminding the malaika that this man is exercising patience in difficulty, and further he's praising Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala in a questioning way is boasting to the malaika about this person's actions. Allah likes his action so much, Allah is boasting to the malaika in the form of a question. The same person you were objecting to, why I was creating him, look at what a difficult situation I put him in, and he's still praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that shows us how great it is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made, Allah ta'ala has made it such, how great Allah ta'ala has made sabr. That a person, when he makes sabr, Allah ta'ala likes it so much, Allah ta'ala boasts in front of the malaika. He was a very great qadi, Qadi Shurayh. He was appointed in the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. He stated that Allah ta'ala has kept 3 bounties hidden in every calamity which befalls a person. In every difficulty a person goes through, Allah has hidden 3 bounties. So the first is, and why a person should be saying, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when he goes through a difficulty? Because Allah ta'ala, in that difficulty, Allah has kept bounties. So he's thanking Allah ta'ala for those 3 bounties that are in that difficulty. What is the first bounty? That whatever hardship came to me, oh Allah, it didn't come upon my deen. My deen didn't suffer. It's not, oh Allah ta'ala, for example, a person lost his child, he lost some money, he met up with an accident, something happened to him. He didn't affect his deen. In other words, his iman didn't go away. So he's thanking Allah ta'ala for that, that my iman got saved. Iman bach gaya. Oh Allah, my iman didn't get affected. You took something else away to save my iman. How many people lose their iman so easily? So he's thanking Allah ta'ala that something else happened. His iman or his deen didn't get affected. The next thing he's thanking Allah ta'ala for, that oh Allah, whatever happened to me, it could have been worse. Yeah, maybe only one child went. If you wanted, oh Allah, it could have caused all the children to go. How many times it happens? Recently we heard of one janaza that took place in a person's lounge. There were 5 bodies there in his lounge. 5 bodies, an accident, the whole family passed away. The husband, wife, and the 3 children, all the bodies were lying there in the lounge. Actually, the janaza took place in the masjid, but that when the janaza was lying at home, the person that went, he described the scene, and he saw 5 bodies lying there in one lounge. The whole family got wiped out. So when a person is making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's telling Allah ta'ala it could have been worse. It could have made my condition much more worse. I'm making shukr as well, if I'm saying Alhamdulillah. And the third ni'mat that is hidden in any difficulty, oh Allah ta'ala, it was destined to happen, and it has happened. So therefore, I'm getting the tawfiq of reading, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Because of this difficulty you're putting me through, and you gave me the tawfiq of saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, I'm saying Alhamdulillah for that. That also is a ni'mat. And when I'm going through a difficulty, I'm saying, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That also is a ni'mat. Inshallah, the last hadith will do. Tomorrow, Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Look at the beauty of our deen. That even in difficulty also, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in difficulty also, we look and we see the ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, and we're happy with whatever condition Allah Ta'ala gives us. We make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us easy condition. But whenever a person goes through any difficulty, then also he is happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.